no question. I mean, there's no question. It's been great, and it really amazes me how Greg and staff have just been able to find these guys. You look at John Tanjay, what he's done. There's not enough words to explain where he's at. Quickly, as we were going off, the TV crew left a lot, I asked LaFonso, I said, where do you have, John, just player of the year? Because I think he's player of the year now. I really do. I had Braden Smith on Saturday. Well, I mean, I'm and it's not because we're being a homer. I mean, I'm just trying to get a quick feel out there for people. And I think John Tanja is that.
I think he's moved into the league.
I mean, he's moved into the cup. Yeah, there's still a lot to play, right? And you have to go and you have to finish this Oregon at 11 o'clock game. We've seen enough 11 o'clock games at the Kohl Center.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have. Now, I think it helps. You've got Oregon coming, and obviously they've played – I think they have one before.
They play at Iowa tomorrow night, right?
Yep. But it's still, I don't care what you do, and I don't care how many days you're there. That body clock is a little difficult. Wisconsin just has to continue to do what they do, play together. That's what they did. They realized they had the advantage in the post. What do? They out-rebounded him. They hit the offensive glass. They concentrate on getting the ball inside early in this game, and that's why they continue to have the success and got off to that lead.
17 assists for Wisconsin tonight, as that continues to be a very favorable statistic for the Badgers. Coming in averaging about 15 a game, they get 17 dimes here tonight. We'll keep it here as head coach Greg Gard making his way to our location. The Badgers defeat Illinois 95-74 is Wisconsin now 21-5 overall, 11-4 in Big Ten conference play, as John Tanjay continues to state his case for a lot of honors. Steven Crow, 20.7 rebounds, joined now by the Badgers head coach. Hopefully none of you guys catch the flu here, like apparently it's gone through Illinois. So it was,
there wasn't anybody that was watching on TV or described. I know there was a few boos, but it wasn't. When I got to Brad, just said, hey, you guys got to get healthy. And obviously the Johnson's out and whatever else is going on. He goes, we got the flu rolling through us. A bunch of our guys are in the locker room right now, discharging. So I said, if you're okay, we're not going to shake hands. Is that good with you? And he goes, yes, dude, fine. I said, hey, we're cool. We're good. Good luck. Talk to you.
Yeah, because you guys were saying on the air, you guys get along.
Yeah,
all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, ooh,
yeah.
Okay.
We drank a lot of beer together, so we're good.
That's right.
He's a good guy.
As long as it's varsity gold.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, as long
exactly.
as it's that, you're
good
to plug go.
That in there, Brian.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
I mean,
we did. We did. We were looking at a lot of things, and I know they don't have Marez Johnson. We also know they're an elite rebounding team, and you got a lot done on the glass, it seemed, early in the game. A lot of factors there, but that was pretty high.
We did. We tried. There was a few got away from us. Obviously, the ball bounces funny sometimes, but I thought we were, when we didn't get them, there was, a group accountability that they were pretty astute in talking about what we needed to get cleaned up. But I thought we were much better defensively the second half. We prepared for them to do some things, and then with a Visage out, complete what they were starting with was nothing that we had prepared for. So it took a little bit there for us to get our legs underneath us and figure out what they were trying to do and how to just handle a lot of that dribble drive stuff, and much more obviously switching than what we had planned on because of the lineup.
You don't get to see opponents twice a whole lot. You get three of them. Well, thankfully for Steve, it was one that he didn't play as one of his better games for. Now he gets a chance to kind of get a little redemption. And I thought he came early in this game was ultra aggressive.
Right.
Whether it was getting the ball in the post, finding cutters, or just some of the post moves.
Right.
Just put the shoulder down and go through somebody.
Right.
You saw some of that, and then you look at the stat line, 20 points, 7 of 10, 3 of 3. Like, it's amazing when he plays with that amount of energy and that amount of aggression, how successful he can be.
Well, yeah, and just how much better it makes us. I mean, obviously you facilitate a lot through him, and he has 5 assists, 1 turnover, and that's just direct shots for baskets, let alone how he spins it when we throw it out of the post and we get up the second, third, pass from that and what we get from it. So, yeah, I mean, we need an aggressive Steve. Obviously, I think he remembered 2.5 months ago.
I think there's a little bit of that exactly. Circle that.
I reminded him pregame. he responded.
He does have a way. He may not show it, but don't confuse that with lack of competitiveness, right?
Right. Yeah, Steven. He's got a little edge to him.
When you started this game, obviously they had a lot of rotation difference, but offensively, it looked like there was a focus to say, hey, let's dominate the paint early on. We know you guys want to shoot threes, but mm-hmm. you're also going to take layups into there and get the ball to paint.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, it's all part of the process. Exactly. We're trying to attack the paint and play within it, and we have some, you know, we get there and they draw traffic, kick it, and make some threes, and you know, and then get to the free throw line. That was big, especially the second half. I felt that we, you know, shot, obviously, 13 free throws. It seemed like there was more. We shot 77%. Felt like we shot 50 mm-hmm. with how we have been shooting the free throw line. But, yeah, I think only two turnovers the second half. That was important. Thought we got a little loose, a little sloppy the first half. But, you know, this team just gets better as games go on. They figure out opponents and different guys step up different nights. And, you know, just a fun team to coach.
Yeah, well, not that you've got to say this, but I'm going to ask you. John Tonge is making a statement for Big Ten Player of the Year with the way he's doing and the way he's going about it. I know you guys don't have those conversations in the locker room about that, but just what does it mean to see John do this and obviously make a statement? I mean, to be the best player in the Big Ten, he's definitely making it very difficult for a lot of people out there that make those decisions.
Yeah, I think, you know, the one thing is with John is he wants to have the Big Ten Team of the Year. You know, and he's very team focused. He's very coachable, as I've said 100 times. And I thought he got a little sped up early. I thought he forced some stuff early, but then when he gets in a rhythm, he starts banging shots. It's you kind of just say, okay, go do your thing.
We're amazed that he makes the hard look easy. I mean, contested shots that he just drills.
It's right. ridiculous. I mean, some of them are just like, okay.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, he's, you know, and he's a confident player. And, and his ability to get to the foul line, too, is big because he can get himself out of a rut by going to get fouled and watch some free throws go in and then get back out at that three-point line, do what he does.
What I love about it is that he absorbs the guy. I use that, you know, but he absorbs that contact. Most players go in to get that contact. They collapse
right.
when they get it. It just is one of those.
He's
things,
a load like, coming downhill. Oof. I mean, he's
absolutely.
Yeah, he likes to run between the tackles. There's not a lot of bouncing it outside with him.
Ron Dane.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, go enjoy some Varsity Golden Ale. If you're wondering, Butchie says he has.
I got
a
couple cases for you.
Yeah,
you need some.
I think I might have a few laying around too. Yeah, all your listeners go buy it because it helps Badger the Badger Collective Varsity
absolutely.
Collective. So
yes, it does. Yes. It does. Congrats. Go
enjoy. Thanks, guys.
All right,
you bet.
Coach. Head coach Greg Gard joining us courtside as the Badgers defeat Illinois 95-74. More to come as our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is hiring social workers starting at $30 per hour, providing counseling and programming services, including substance use disorder programming to those in our care. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Let's have brats for dinner.
Whoa, maybe not.
Hi, this is Fritz Usinger. Your home freezer can begin to suck moisture and flavor out of improperly packaged food products within a matter of days. That's why at Usinger's, we flash freeze our brats and then vacuum seal them to lock in flavor and seal out air. Just put them in your freezer, and when you're ready for a Usinger brat, drop the package in a bowl of water, and in 15 minutes, they're ready to grill. Remember, if it has an elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
And An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Wisconsin is home to some of the best educators in the country. The Outstanding Educator Program is brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as the Badgers defeat Illinois 95-74. You were mentioning Butchie off the Wisconsin social media about Tanjay's back-to-back 30-plus. Michael Finley accomplished that back in the day. Another back in the day, the Badgers scored 90-plus in consecutive Big Ten games. The last time that happened was in 1992. Beat Illinois 92-78, and then Michigan 96-78. That would have been, that latter game would have been against the Fab Five, and it was after it was announced that Steve Yoder would not return the following season, and then they went out and put on a show. Webster, Finley, all those guys. It turned out to be the last win of the season for Wisconsin, but got to be honest, I don't remember much about the win against Illinois. I have a decent memory of the win against Michigan. The Fieldhouse was rocking. The Fab Five that night wore Wisconsin uniforms, so they had their moment. The good news here is that the Wisconsin back-to-back 90-plus not only result in wins, but it keeps this team in contention on a path here in the Big Ten, on a path, you know, again, five games left plus the conference tournament, but on a path for a high seed. The higher the seed, the closer to home you get, you catch my drift.
Absolutely. And I think that's what this team wants. They know what it is, but they just also know that, hey, there's the process, and it's the steps. And we can't skip any steps. If we look ahead and we start doing that, that's when, you know, hiccups come, and that's what this team needs to avoid. And I believe we'll avoid it. It really is. Like, it's been an impressive group as far as how they've been able to handle success.
Badgers win it 95-74. Back to wrap things up in 1 minute. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
This is the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show. The Badgers defeat Illinois tonight 95-74. Oregon up next on Saturday, 11 a.m. tip. Our coverage will start at 10 a.m. And obviously another very important game for Wisconsin. A big day for Wisconsin basketball and the fans as they recognize the 2000 Final Four team 25 years ago. Dick Bennett led the Badgers as an eighth seed through the West Regional and all the way to Indianapolis and the Final Four. And a lot of those guys, including, I'm told, head coach Dick Bennett, will be here. So we talked about it before, Butchie. I think honoring, we saw that with the Final Four teams. We've seen that with other teams being recognized here. Just a great part of the history of this program.
I think honoring it is just a little bit of what you can do because they've laid the foundation to what we're seeing now. I mean, if it's not that group and it's not the guys ahead of you that have laid that foundation, you're not where you're at right now as a program. You just aren't. And I think honoring that and understanding where that came from, and that's also one of those things that Greg's done in a phenomenal. I mean, the guy can flat out coach, mm-hmm. but he also understands, hey, we've got to make sure that we take care of the guys that help build what the standard is.
Yeah, I remember I've told the story before, but many times when Greg Gard was the interim head coach, we would talk and he would say, if I get the interim tag removed, this is what I want to do. Yeah. And go back years before that too, recognize
and that's
era
where it started. Absolutely.
Basketball.
I mean, the foundation of what Wisconsin basketball is, it goes way before even the 2000 team. It's everybody's put their sweat into what this program is, and recognizing all that effort that's been into it's a big part of it.
Yeah, it's going to be a special day, and come on out and join us as the Badgers take on the Oregon Ducks as Wisconsin continues its climb up the Big Ten standings. Again, your final tonight, Wisconsin 95, Illinois 74. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. For Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson. Back in our network studio, this is Matt LePay, hoping you'll join us on Saturday morning as the Badgers take on the Oregon Ducks. Thanks for listening. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Fabic Rents for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
to come now. And that it comes as no surprise to me. With another guy, well, here comes my baby. Here she come now. Walking with a love that's so, so fine. Never to be mine, no matter how I try.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Bye-bye happiness, hello loneliness, I think I'm gonna cry.
You found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
coming down the street. I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry.
Won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah, well, I'm fine.
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Tell me, what did I do wrong to make you?
98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast too, all important year round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh,
on spending sunny days this way. We're gonna talk and laugh for our time away. I feel it coming closer day by day. Life would be ecstasy, you and me endlessly grooving on a Sunday afternoon. Son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered round and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. Being good isn't always easy, no matter how hard I try. When he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
Some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile. Cause you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper. ASAP Rocky walks out of court a free man after being found not guilty of some serious charges involving a gun and allegedly shooting at a former friend. CBS's Elise Preston was in the courtroom.
A jury found ASAP Rocky not guilty on both counts in the trial against him. Now, when the verdict was read, cheers erupted from his family and supporters. The rapper actually dove into the crowd, hugging his girlfriend Rihanna, who he shares two children with. The judge had to interject to calm the courtroom and raw emotion.
President Trump signs an executive order to make in vitro fertilization more affordable.
The order directs his administration to find ways to reduce the high costs of IVF for Americans struggling with fertility.
These are treatments that have become unaffordable for many Americans.
White House Staff Secretary Will Scharf.
The executive order is a directive to the Domestic Policy Council to examine ways to make IVF and other fertility treatments more affordable.
Health insurance companies are not currently required to cover IVF treatments, which can cost tens of thousands of dollars. Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Bismarck, North Dakota hit a record minus 39 degrees today. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson has the latest on snowfall hitting the Midwest and the South.
Right now, we are seeing the heaviest snow from Tulsa up through Kansas City and the St. Louis southern suburbs. Further to the south, at a place like Little Rock, we're actually seeing some sleet, maybe some freezing rain mixing in there as the night